Please turn to hymn number 182. 182, we will sing verse 1. Every student in this room today should be a woman. That was the plan, after all. Bethany started as a finishing school for Lutheran women over a century ago. Two buildings were completed. That is, at least they had doors, windows, and roofs. And a large foundation for a third building, very near where we are today, stood waiting for completion. But plans change. Hymn 182, verse 3. Bethany was still called Bethany in the late 1920s, but now there were men and boys in the classrooms. Walls and woodwork needed paint and varnish, but the new life within those walls grew more interesting with the boys and girls, men and women, who attended Bethany Lutheran High School and the 2 years of the college program at Bethany Lutheran College. Dr. Sigurd Christian Ylvisaker was not the first president of the college, but he was the first long-term president who gave a recognizable shape and strategy to the Christian liberatory education offered at Bethany. Here, men and women together would learn to follow the faithful and active examples of Mary and Martha of Bethany. He wrote the melody to accompany a poem which would become the school song, "High Amid the Trees You Stand." We join in singing that now.
Thank you.
After World War II, Bethany also became a place where pastors would receive training to serve in what is now called the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, a tiny group of pastors and congregations who traced their theology and practice through the Norwegian Lutheran Church to the Reformation of the 16th century. For many years, men who had planned to be pastors in the synod had been trained at theological seminaries of sister synods in Wisconsin and Missouri. But plans change, and the seminary established in 1947 cemented the strong relationship between the Evangelical Lutheran Synod and Bethany. Hymn 182, verse 6. In the 1950s, Bethany was a crossroads for students from the more conservative Lutheran groups in America. The spirit of the place was strong, even when the facilities were far, far from state of the art. It was during this time that the hymn, "On My Heart Imprint Thine Image," became the closing anthem of the Bethany Choir and the unofficial hymn of the college. It is neither maudlin nor sentimental. The old Danish text goes to the heart of what this place is about. All that life has to offer, the good, the evil, the mundane, the magnificent, all is secondary to the image of the crucified Christ. As you walk about the campus, you will see framed copies of the mission of the college, always with the picture of the altar crucifix, reminding us that the all-powerful King of Grace, crowned with thorns for us, is both the object of our worship and the centerpiece of our learning. Hymn 593. Plans changed again in 1969 when the 40-year-old high school was closed. For three decades then, Bethany was a junior or a two-year college. There is no worldly reason that the little college should have survived the cultural upheaval of those times. Bethany stood for just about everything that the culture was abandoning. Yet faculty, alumni, and church leaders were resolute. A new library was built where the old foundations sat emoldering. Some in this room remember that old new library, which was home to books, art exhibits, and readers' theater presentations. Beginning in the late 1980s, a time of growth, genuinely miraculous by anybody's standards, saw an ongoing expansion of facilities and programs. The S. Silva Soccer Fine Arts Center, a new chapel, a new library, renovations on the Old Main, a new sports and fitness center, Meyer Hall and Hunzi Hall, new dormitories, a new seminary building, and the four-year college program all appeared in about two decades. Plans changed, but one thing remained constant. Bethany is here because of Mary of Bethany, the passive one, the quiet one who waits and listens. Our college is primarily a place where we join together to be with Jesus, to hear his word of forgiveness, his promise of grace, and his guarantee of life everlasting. That one thing is a powerful but delicate treasure. God is faithful to his word. Plans change, but Bethany has an anchor that secures its position. May God give us the strength to follow in the ways of those who have gone before us, not just in this place, but in all those places where Christ is the source and ending of all wisdom and learning. Hymn 182, verse 5, please stand.